손잡이하리. 고비자나 바라바 이리바르다리. 고비자나 바라바 이리바르다리.
야수다 난다나 바자다나 란젠나 야소다 난다나 바자다나 란젠나 야모나티라 마나짜리 야마나티라 바나자리 자요라다 마라바 손잡이하리
Hi, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya, Satutta Sada Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Shubhad ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya, Satutta Sada Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi ki jai. Namachaya Salahai Das Thakur ki jai. Pemsa Kahamsa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyar Veta Garadhar Jivasri Go Bhakti Vindi ki jai. Shishi Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gopremanandi All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga Sarasvatam Vyasam Tato Jayamadirayat Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text 42. Sri Sukhuvacha Iti Adhistuya Purusham Yad Rupam Anidam Yata Prameshano Parodhaya Deva Pratiyayu Divam Sri Sukhuvacha Iti Abhistuya Purusham Yad Rupam Anidam Yata Prameshano Parodhaya Deva prati ayu divam. Sisu kovacha. Iti abhistu yapurusam. Yadrupa manidam yata. Mesado parodaya. Devapati ayodivam Ityabhistuya purusham Yadrupa Manidamyata Pramesana Parodaya Deva Pratiyayur Divam. Ladies? Itya Bhistuya Purusam Yadrupa Manidamyata Pramesana Parodaya Deva Pratiyayur Divam Sisuko Vata Itya Bhistuya Purusam Yadrupa Manidamyata Pramesana Parodaya Deva Pratiyayur Divam Sisuko Vata. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Iti, in this way, Abhistuya, offering prayers, Purusam, unto the Supreme Personality, Yat Rupam, whose form, Anidam, transcendental, Yata, as, Brahma, Lord Brahma, Isano and Lord Shiva, Parodaya, keeping them in front, Devaha, all the demigods, Pratiyayu, returned, Divam, to their heavenly homes. Translation. After thus offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Transcendence, all the demigods, with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them, returned to their homes in the heavenly planets. Please repeat. After thus offering their prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Transcendence, all the demigods, with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them, return to their homes in the heavenly planets. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said, Adyapihiha Chaitanya e Sabhalila Kore Yanre Bhagita Kese Dekaya Niantare. From the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila 23:5-13. The incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear continuously, like the waves of a river or an ocean. There is no limit to the Lord's incarnations, but they can be perceived only by devotees who are fortunate. The devatas, the demigods, fortunately, understood the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus they offered their prayers. Then Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma led the demigods in returning to their homes. The word kukshigata, meaning within the womb of Devaki, has been discussed by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha commentary. Since it was said at first that Krishna was present within the heart of Vasudeva and was transferred to the heart of Devaki, Sri Jiva Goswami writes, how is it that Krishna was now within the womb? He replies that there is no contradiction. From the heart, the Lord can go to the womb, or from the womb, he can go to the heart. Indeed, he can go anywhere, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5:35. Andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham govindamaripurusham tamaham bhajami. The Lord can stay wherever he likes. Devaki, therefore, in accordance with the desire of her former life, now had the opportunity to seek the benediction of having the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her son, Devaki Nandan. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 10th canto, 2nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna in the Womb. Om Agyanatimiram Desyaginam Jana Sarakaya Chakshurun Militam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srisuko vacha iti abhistuya purusham yadvupamanidam yata brahmesano parodaya deva pratiyayudivam. After thus offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Transcendence, all the demigods with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them return to their homes in the heavenly planets. And thus ends the prelude, the setup for the appearance of Lord Krishna, because the next chapter is the birth of Lord Krishna. This is the culmination, the crescendo of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Krishna is about to appear. And since everybody is so familiar with this wonderful narration, I'm challenged with trying to make it even more enlivening or spicy. Like in cooking, sometimes if you have something that's familiar, but you add just a little milk, if you add a little camphor, or if you add some saffron, then that preparation kind of becomes enhanced. So my challenge is to try and enhance it. One of the concepts that I find so unique is our limited capacity. By logic, it's not possible for the part to understand the whole. That's logic. It's not possible for us to understand the infinite, because we're minute, we're limited, and even more in the material world. In the material world, the living entity, although spiritually extremely powerful, eternal, becomes covered, just like a flame, like a spark, becomes covered so that it can't exhibit true flames. It just becomes a cinder. So in the same way, the living entity becomes covered by different kinds of modes of nature, elements of material nature, and becomes extremely bound and covered so that it can't understand that personality of Godhead. But out of his mercy, the Supreme Lord actually reveals himself. He comes into this world for that purpose. And one of the tastiest aspects is when we can try to perceive that event in different ways and try to squeeze out or realize some of the essential points. In the Bhagavad Gita, it gives a little hint of the time aspect. Time is relative. Just like yesterday, we changed an hour. It's just, how arbitrary is that? You can just take an hour and adjust it. When you fly to India, halfway across the planet, going one way, you gain a day. Coming back, you lose a day. How can you do that in something? According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, time is calculated by the amount of molecules or atoms that the sun travels over in a particular time period. How many molecules the sun travels over creates a time particle. So how can you adjust that? It's the same amount of molecules every nanosecond of every day, of every year, every century, but yet we adjust it. Our perception of it also is extremely relative to our own position, our own body. The life of an ant for us is only a few days, but for that being, it's 100 years. Similarly, our life of 100 years, according to, we remember the story of Lord Brahma, when he stole the cows and the cowherd boys. He went away for a moment and came right back, his time. But in Krishna's time on earth, that was an entire year. So time is a relative experience, and therefore we're conditioned to experience and conceive of this event according to our conditioned relativity in time. But when we can hear from that which is beyond time, it helps us to readjust or recalculate or re-experience the event from another point of view, rather than from our own little conditioned experience in our relative position. So, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharya Brahmano Vidu Ratram Yuga Sahasranam Te Ho Ratra Vidu Jana. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and also is the duration of one night. Purport. A kalpa is a day of Brahma, and one day of Brahma consists of 1,000 cycles of yugas or ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. The cycle of Satya is 1,728,000 years. Treta Yuga, 1,296,000 years. Dwapara Yuga, 864,000 years. And Kali Yuga, 432,000 years, of which we've experienced 5,000 years. That cycle, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, one cycle, 1,000 times, is one day of Brahma. There's a nice conversation in Australia where the devotees are asking Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, about this. He said, yes, I have calculated. 8,600,000,000 years is once in a day of Brahma this event occurs, where this particular incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests. In the purport to today's verse, Srila Prabhupada quoted Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, where it says that the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear continuously, like waves of a river or an ocean. There is no limit to the Lord's incarnations, but they can be perceived by devotees who are fortunate. So it puts a whole nother spin or vision, experience when we look at it that way. How can a tiny living entity who lives for 100 years maximum conceive of 1,000,000,000 years? I can't, it kind of goes off into threadless space where there's no real defined cognition of that. And I was thinking that part of the reason that we're conditioned that way is because of modern science, where they make you think by their propaganda that millions of years ago the earth was such and such, like a geologist's vision, their conditioning, their interaction with the world perceives it differently than a person on a day-to-day basis, because they're looking at glaciers, they're looking at mountains, they're looking at seas and the movements of masses of matter which transform in different ways over really long periods of time. So we don't look at the world on a daily basis like that. 8,600,000,000 years. It's inconceivable. But yet, and another way, it says that the incarnations of the Lord are all the same person. So in one way, we're not meant to discriminate between one incarnation and another. Just like that example in the Brahma Samhita of lighting a candle. You take one candle and you light another candle and another candle and another candle and another candle. You can light unlimited numbers of candles and the original candle doesn't lose any of its potency or power or illumination. But at the same time, we're told all those different candles burn with the same power. So in one sense, they're all the same. However, fortunately, every day that Lord Krishna, Swayam Rupa, the cowherd boy with two hands, every time he incarnates in one day of Brahma, in the next cycle of Kali Yuga, he appears at the end of Dwapara Yuga, and in the next cycle of Kali Yuga, Gaura Hari, Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, comes. And he explains further about what that incarnation did. And this whole mechanism, which only takes place once every 8 billion, 600 million years, is meant for what? It's meant to attract, like a magnet, a huge magnet, to attract those souls, those jivas, who have been samsaring through birth and death like in soup. Sometimes when it boils, you see the spices and everything moves around, it goes up and down. Some of those souls have performed enough sukriti so that they've kind of like cream risen to the top and are anxious and ready to serve that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's like the sun. It's always expanding. It's always light. It's always luminous. And there's no end. The sun has been shining since day one when it began, and it doesn't fade. It doesn't change in any way. It's just ever expansive. And as he's expanding, jivas are constantly manifest, although they're eternal. It's inconceivable in itself. It's achintya, an inconceivable phenomenon. Each one of those parts and parcels, 1/10,000th the tip of a hair, has a unique individual loving relationship with a particular form of the Lord. And when that jiva, like a seed, everything within the seed, the power to become a plant and grow fruits or flowers is within a seed. If you take a mango seed and you plant it in a tomato patch, will it become a tomato? Because of association. Because the mango seed is within the tomato patch, all the tomatoes are all around it. Will it become a tomato? No. It will remain a mango. Always. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabodai. The living entity has an individual nature, a sthayi bhava, a sanatan dharma, something that will never change. And the Lord comes into the world in any one of his numerous incarnations and performs activities so that those souls who have a relationship with that particular form become attracted. So now we start to see, oh, I have a relationship with this particular form because we're here and it's working. The process is manifesting. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions this unlimited, two things. He mentions the unlimited incarnations of the Lord, which are like waves in the beach, waves in the ocean. Jagannath Puri is a really wonderful place to go look at the waves because they never stop. You can go day, you can go night, you can go spring, you can go fall, you can go 1990, you can go 2010. And always, constantly, very, very rarely is there one of those days where there's just kind of little lapping up onto the beach because it's so calm. It's the type of a place. And there are innumerable beaches all around the world. So the incarnations of the Lord are not just at one beach, they're not just at two beaches, they're all over the universes, all over the spiritual creation. And in his discussions with Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya explains some of them. And the reason that I'm taking this course of description is so that we can appreciate this personality. Who is going to appear? What is he offering? What is the uniqueness? And what is our opportunity? This is from chapter 6 of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. A little bit technical, but as we go through it, those details bring out the truth. By devotional service, one can understand that Krishna first of all manifests himself as Svayam Rupa, his personal form, then as Tadekatma Rupa, and then as Avesha Rupa. In these three features that he manifests himself in the transcendental forms. The feature of Svayamrupa is the form by which Krishna can be understood by one who may not understand his other features. In other words, the form by which Krishna is directly understood is called Svayamrupa, his personal form. The personal form of Krishna can be divided into two, Svayamrupa and Svayam Prakas. Who is the first expansion of Krishna? Anybody want to give us a raise hand? How do you do? Balaram? Anybody else want to? Is Balaram the first expansion of Krishna? No, Babu. Svayam Rupa and Svayam Prakas and Svayam Rupa. No. Svayam Prakas, Prabhava and Prabhava. When Krishna was at the Rasa dance, he expanded himself in personal forms that were exactly the same. His first expansion, Svayamrupa, expands himself to look exactly like himself so that he can reciprocate with all the gopis. Then there's another type of expansion, which isn't as we go into this advent or birth of Lord Krishna, hopefully some of the mysterious and unique details of how he appeared and where he appeared will be discussed by the devotees. Right now we have Devaki, pregnant in Mathura, wife of Vasudev. But we also have over in Gokul, Yasoda, pregnant, wife of Nanda. And we also learn that Krishna, this two-handed form, Svayam Rupa, never leaves Vrindavan. So who's going to appear in Mathura and get taken over to Vrindavan, and who, and details of that personality will be revealed as we go on. So this person can expand himself. Also another inconceivable aspect. We can't expand ourselves. We can have children, but that's not really an expansion of us in a true sense. So that's one expansion, the Pabhava. Then there's the Vaibhava expansion. When Krishna was in Dwarka, Narada Muni, everybody remembers the story, how he went to Dwarka, and he saw that the same Krishna was married to all the 16,108 wives, but he was reciprocating with each one of them differently. So he can expand himself and be with everybody individually in their own houses performing different activities. It's not that he's performing the same activity everywhere. The same thing is with Super Soul. He's within each one of our hearts, individually relating with each of us, each Jiva Soul, in that expansion form. Not only that, Krishna can manifest himself unlimitedly. He can manifest each one of those forms unlimitedly. So his first expansion of Balaram then expands into Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. Sankarshan again expands into a quadruple form, into Mahavishnu, into Garbhodakshay Vishnu in each universe, Shirodakshay Vishnu in each atom within each universe. This is also described in the Brahma Samhita and was quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Now what we're doing is taking the purport where Krishna has described, Srila Prabhupada described, that there are unlimited incarnations and that it is said in the Krama Sandarbha that the word Kushigata, meaning within the womb of Devaki, has been discussed by Jiva Goswami in the Krama Sandarbha. Since it was first said that Krishna was present within the heart of Vasudev and was transferred to the heart of Devaki, Jiva Goswami writes, how is it that Krishna is now within the womb? He replies that there is no contradiction. From the heart, the Lord can go to the womb, or from the womb, he can go to the heart. Indeed, he can go anywhere. How does he do that? He does that through his expansion. And in Om Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamam Udachate, Purnasya Purnamadaya, Purnam Eva Vishishate. Although he is the complete whole, although so many complete yuminates emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. If we have in our world, we don't have anything that experiences such as that. If you have a glass of water, 8 ounces of water, and you take away an ounce, you no longer have 8 ounces of water. You have 7 ounces. If you have some cake and you eat a piece, you no longer have a whole cake. Our experience, again, back to our conditioned nature, is that when something is taken away, it becomes lessened. Krishna isn't like that. Spirit isn't like that. It can expand unlimitedly, and each particle is full. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse in the purport. Eko pyasura chaitum jagadanda kotim yachchakshurasti jagadanda chayayaranta andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajami. He is an undifferentiated entity, and there is no distinction between the potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time, such as the primeval Lord, whom I adore. How inconceivable is this personality? He's completely full in every one of the atoms. Mind-blowing. So, what is unique about this particular personality is that if he doesn't appear, if Swayamrupa, baby Krishna, doesn't appear, then the opportunity for all the rasas won't become manifest. Because this personality is the only incarnation which reciprocates with the living entity in all the rasas. He's the only one. Out of all those unlimited manifestations and incarnations, there's only one. One. That will reciprocate with jivas and with his shaktis in these forms of dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya. And not only madhurya. This is why the six Goswamis, like Brihat Bhagavatamrita. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we have Gopa Kumar. And he starts off in Prayag. Where does he start off? Prayag, I think. And travels all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. And this means that Chirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, even Karnadakshaya Vishnu stole a Brahmin's son, so that he could have Krishna and Arjuna come to and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Arjuna and the people in Dwarka don't have the experience. Even the people in Mathura, Vasudeva and Devaki, don't have the experience of Swayamrupa, Personality of Godhead, baby Krishna, or adolescent Krishna. Not only does he relate with his devotees in Madhurya Rasa, but there's the two Svakya and Parakya. The Parakya Rasa, where there's a paramour, is like an added incentive for enjoyment because of its social taboo. Thank you. It's social taboo. That's a good word. Ooh. So because of taboo, it creates excitement. It creates some special spice and attraction. So that personality is who is about to appear. That incarnation who offers this particular flavor of devotional service. So I hope that this enhances our understanding of a well-known story. And the verse again. After thus offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Transcendence, all the demigods, with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva before them, returned to their homes and the heavenly planets. Kamsa's ready, Devaki's ready, Nanda's ready, Vasudeva's ready, even Jarasandha's ready. Everybody's ready for Krishna's appearance, and we'll begin that tomorrow. Are there any questions or comments? Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.